I hope you guys can hear me. Hey, let me be extra loud today. I'll probably forget to be loud, but I love you guys so much. I don't think you know, like, literally this podcast wouldn't be it if you guys, and I know it sounds cliche, but now I understand why people say that, because wow, you guys are amazing. Like, the way I feel sometimes, like, I'm not a celebrity, listen, and that's another story, but wow, to be loved, I think to be loved is what I really love about this platform right here, and any platform, and you guys, and being able to reach you guys. I don't even know how many or who listens or who watches or who clicks or who doesn't or whatever, but man, this shit feels good as fuck. Just to see my podcast numbers, you know, it used to take me a month, 2 months to get one play, two plays, and in one day, yo, it was 14 of y'all. Like, damn, that makes me a little watery. And I think I get, hold on. Woo! Okay, you guys are gonna make me cry and shit. Okay, so I think I get so emotional when it comes to the topic, because obviously I'm not a celebrity. I'm not even looking for that, honestly. I just want to touch as many people's hearts as I can. I want to move people, you know, that aren't close to me or aren't available to see me in person, or I want to, you know, move people to moving other people, like move this, make this vibration happen, shake this part up so that everything else could shake up and change something. Because I'm not interested in being a celebrity and ruining my privacy and doing all this other shit, people being on my, you know, like, just really being invasive. Like, I don't want that. I just want to have a huge platform to shake it up, to move you guys. And every time that I think I'm lacking, and every time that I have those days, or everybody has those days, you know, where, like, you're like, ew, like, I'm not working, I feel like a bum, or whatever. Like, whatever it is, like, you don't feel like you're at your best. Every single time, here comes you guys reposting something, loving something, clicking, commenting, and you don't even know me. I'm pretty sure that the people on my podcast are a lot of strangers that I've only met because of the platform. My podcasts are just a bit more special to me than any other platform, because I speak everything here, and I talk to you guys, and I observe, and I'll let you guys know the information here. If you ever have any question, this is the perfect place to come. And I feel that shit. I feel that shit every time I see a new listen. I feel that shit every time I see one of you guys share my podcast. I feel it, yo. And again, I'm not a celebrity, because I ain't trying to be that. But the platform helps so much to communicate with you guys. The platform helps with getting information that is valuable to me out in one click on many platforms. It just works for me. And, you know, I hope some of you guys have gotten brave enough to start podcasts. And, you know, I hope that the many of you that always told me that a podcast is your dream has done it because of this platform. Because it's so easy to distribute. And, seriously? That shit hit different. When people love you, like, I'm loved. I can never selfishly say, even though some people say that, like, I have nobody, I don't feel loved, nobody loves, no one cares. Like, I can't say that. I can't even start to think of that, because I receive so much love. I receive so much love that it's kind of hard to even think about any hate, any jealousy, anything. It's really like medicine. The power that you guys have towards me. I remember one time there was a podcast that was really hard for me to put up, and then I put a post on Instagram and you guys really pushed me to put the podcast up. And I got really good feedback on that. The rating on that one was crazy. And I appreciate it. Because that's something that I was scared to talk about. When you guys find something that you love to do because of another person, or you love to do because you see it affects another person in a good way, keep doing that. You don't know how people are listening to you. You don't know how many people are watching, for real. Don't let all that destruction from the outside world get in your way of being loved and in love and loved. Because it can get in the way. It can tear you up. It can make you think that hate and jealousy is the only thing. It's not. People are watching. You're not working for no reason. I think that creators feel like that all the time. Creative people feel like sometimes, and I speak for a lot of us, and you don't even have to be a creative to feel like this. I feel like some people think that they're underappreciated, that people don't value them, that people don't value their work, that people don't notice. But when I see stuff like this, like when I see the love without no question just coming towards us, how can you ever think that there's anything less than love in this world? And I know that we're not in the best predicaments, and I know that things happen, and I know that there's a lot happening. You're like questioning, like, what the, like, is this world even, like, what are we, are we in heck? Are we in freaking heck right now? But we're not. We're in love, and we're in massive love, and it's the era for that. It's the era to love the hardest. It's the time to buckle up and serve. It's the time to move forward, even if you're scared. It's the time to do what you have to do for your family. What makes you uncomfortable, do that shit. Because the comfort of your own whatever is not gonna take you too far. Because it's so familiar. You love it, of course, it's familiar. But that comfort won't take you where your discomfort will take you. And it just takes one brave move. It takes 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second to switch it up. And I hope y'all know that. Because if you're here, it's because you hear me. You move in that. I want to tell you guys that because of you guys, I don't feel undervalued. Because of all the love of my family and friends and you guys, I don't feel like I do things for no reason. I don't think that I spread things for no reason. I don't feel like everything is for no reason. I don't feel like my work or anything I've ever done, and it's Tyrese and it's Ruby. I've never done it for no reason, because the feedback always is crazy. And I don't care about who talks about what, or imperfections, or who has to say what about me, or it just doesn't matter when there's so much love. Like, I'm sorry I'm kind of yelling, but I need you guys to like really feel that, and I need you guys to give yourselves a pat on the back for making another person feel amazing. You know, my confidence level wasn't always up there. No matter what you saw in that shell, no matter what you saw on my temple, My confidence level wasn't always up there. My spirit was drowned. It was gone. I was gone. Inside. But every time I have a badass day, anytime things aren't the best, I go on the platforms where I receive my love. Because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to know that I'm affecting and shaking up some spots. I'm touching your heart. And I don't even care if it's 5, 10 people. I don't care. Those are enough. Because those 10 turn into 20, turn into 30. So on. Don't underestimate these platforms. Don't make them toxic. Use them for your advantage. Use them for you. Use it for your healing and your spiritual warfare that's happening. Because it's true. That shit is really happening. Use your platforms as not to set up every complaint document you have, or like to diss people or put people down. Like, use your platform, like something like Anchor, and almost like a diary, but a nice diary. I want to thank you guys again and again and again and again and again. And maybe I'll do this on a video, like where you can see my face and shit. But I think you guys deserve it first, my Anchor family. I love you guys so much. The love is different here. You guys' voice notes, I hear that shit. I hear all that shit. Thank you for supporting every inch, every crevice, everything I've ever done. I sneeze, you guys love it. I love you guys, yo. What the fuck? Okay, I'm out of here. You guys have an amazing rest of your, what's today, Wednesday? Have an amazing Wednesday. Shout out to all of you guys for making me feel good, for making me a better person so I can be better for the next. Keep it going. Get uncomfortable, get brave, love more, and just do what you love to do. Okay? Oh, have a good day, guys.